As we move ever closer to Glasgow and our Do or Die World Conference on Climate, here are some shocking numbers on how we should stop propping up carbon pollution. This is Hui Pang, doing her PhD at the University of New South Wales. Hui.
Floods, forest fires and extreme weather is happening more frequently in the past decade. With the energy sector emitting more than two-thirds of the greenhouse gas emissions, we must change the way we consume energy. However, according to the International Energy Agency, 115 countries around the world grant over $200 billion of subsidies to fossil fuels each year, which is twice the amount that renewable energy receives. While international agreements to mitigate climate change remain largely voluntary, what can we do under international law to compel states to support clean energy? While my research tries to answer this question by asking whether investor-state arbitration can compel states to mitigate climate change. First, what is investor-state arbitration? It is a dispute settlement mechanism where three arbitrators decide disputes brought by a foreign investor against a state for breaches of investment treaty. And how does that connect with compelling the state to mitigate climate change? Well, in the past few decades, many states have taken up supportive legal regimes to attract foreign capital in renewable energy. However, when the state experiences a slowdown of economy or a change of government that does not believe in climate change, the state might backtrack from these previous commitments. In such an event, many foreign investors have decided to initiate arbitration. The investors claim they made their investment based on the state's commitments to support clean energy under international agreements, such as the Paris Agreement. The states have rebutted by saying that these claims are irrelevant, as investor-state arbitrations should only deal with international investment obligations, not environmental agreements that are voluntary. Currently, the arbitral tribunals have either ignored or sidestepped this issue. My thesis argues for breaking the self-contained regime of investor-state arbitration by connecting essential concepts in international investment treaties with climate change law. For instance, the concept of legitimate expectations of investors for a stable legal regime needs to be construed not only in terms of investment treaty itself, but also with regards to domestic and international climate change regulations and policies. Through this reconstruction approach, states can be held liable for changing the supportive legal regime of renewable energy without cause. By connecting international investment law with climate change law, we'll finally bring teeth to international climate change agreements and facilitate the global transition to clean energy consumption. Thank you very much for listening.
And thank you, Hui Pang. Ex-Yale, now doing her PhD at the University of New South Wales. Numbers and the law. A good tip for Glasgow, and maybe even for Australian submarines, who knows?